Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, we were talking about this yesterday, homeowners across the country who are getting letters right now about their property tax because these new valuations will apply for the local property tax from next year. So for more on this, we're joined by Katie Clare, who's head of the local property tax branch with Revenue, who's in our Limerick studio. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Claire.
Thanks very much for being with us. So let's start with the letter. How many households are getting this letter at the moment?
So we're writing to 1.5 million property owners to advise them that they are required to do three things. Number one, to determine the valuation band of their property. Number two, to submit that valuation in their LPT return to Revenue. And number three, to pay or to make arrangements to pay the LPT charge for 2026. And they need to have all that done by the 7th of November. The easiest way to do it is online. If you go to www.revenue.ie/LPT, and it takes less than 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll talk through those three steps in more detail in just a moment. But what people are concerned about, I suppose, is that they have seen house price increases since 2021 when this exercise was last done. So many people will be seeing price increases with their LPT, will they?
Well, the valuation bands have widened and the LPT rate has actually reduced. So it's reduced from 0.1% down to 0.09%. So as a result of those changes, it is expected that there won't be significant increases in the LPT charge. So like you've said, estimated house price inflation has been in around 25% since the last time we did this in 2021. And we'll say a house that was valued at just over 200,000 in November 21, that property is probably worth about 252,000 now. So if you're in Dublin, you were paying €195 for the last 4 years. You'll see an increase to €220 in 2026. So that increased about €25.
Okay, over the year. We know there are options to pay as well, aren't there? You know, you don't have to pay it in one go.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different options to pay LPT. You can elect to pay it in bulk. You can make one lump sum, or you can elect to have the payments phased over the full course of 2026. So if you decide to pay in bulk, the easiest way to do that is have the amount deducted from your account. You give your IBAN and it's called an annual debit instruction. And you can elect to have that money deducted at any date from up as far as 21st of March 2026. Now, the important thing to mention is that even though you can elect a date, any date up as far as March 26, you have to have your LPT return filed with Revenue by the 7th of November. And as part of that process, you will be asked about your payment option. And you can, it's only at that stage you can set the date. So the deadline is still the 7th of November, regardless of whatever payment option you select.
So that's when people need to act by the 7th of next month. Now, we said the letters are going out, but they haven't all arrived yet. So people shouldn't worry, Katie, if they haven't had a letter.
No, it shouldn't worry. So we will issue 1.5 million letters. And as of yesterday, we had issued 1.2 million. So the remainder will have issued before the end of the week. Now, what I would say is that, you know, even if you don't get a letter, the obligation is still on the property owner to make sure that they carry out those three steps. The other piece is that half of the letters have issued electronically. So it's really important that people check their My Account and their Ross inbox, because their notification could be in there. So just because you haven't got a paper letter through the door, that doesn't mean that you don't have the obligation. The obligation is on all residential property owners.
All right, and that's an important point. Now let's talk through the three steps that you mentioned there a little earlier. So determining the value, how do people start with that process?
So there is guidance on Revenue's website is, I suppose, possibly the first place you'd start. So the interactive valuation map that we have on the website considers location, average price range, the date of build and other factors. You can look to the property price register that lists all of the sales prices for property sold in your area, estate agents, daft.ie, myhome.ie. They provide useful comparators, but it's important to remember you're only required to submit a valuation band for your property. So, for example, a property that has a market value of 350,000 would fall within band 3, which goes from 315,000 to 420,000. You're asked really to make an honest assessment of the valuation of your property based on the information available to you within a valuation band.
Okay, but you're not expecting people to go out and have a professional valuation done, are you? Because there's a cost associated with that.
Exactly. There's a cost. No, we are not expecting anybody to go out and get a professional valuation. What I would say is that whatever information you use to determine the valuation of your property, retain that information, you know, keep a record of it. And oftentimes we see people who say the property was sold down the road and it sold for this amount, so that was the valuation I went with. Keep a record of the documentation associated with the sale of that property. If you're looking to the property price register, just keep a record of it, you know, because oftentimes when the property is sold, that type of documentation is requested, and it just makes everything easier if that's available.
Now, of course, some people will opt to have a professional valuation done, and there could be a situation where that professional valuation, Katie, isn't back by the 7th of November, that they're waiting for it. Is there a grace period?
We're very early, Claire, to be talking about the deadline. I'm missing the deadline. I would say no, absolutely. The deadline is the 7th of November, and we would ask everybody to submit the valuation in the return by the 7th of November. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say that like there is no requirement for a professional valuation. It is the honest assessment within the valuation band of the property.
Okay, so you expect it to be done by the 7th, and that is the deadline.
Yes.
People, you mentioned, you know, online quite a few times there in terms of my revenue and Ross and so on. Is there a way for people to do it who can't access that online for whatever reason?
There is. Now, I would say, and I take the point that, you know, there are people who cannot, for whatever reason, use the online system. It is extremely intuitive, and it takes less than 5 minutes. The system guides you through the process very straightforward. If there are people who cannot engage through the online systems, we have issued out about 180,000 paper forms, and they are issued to people who have not engaged with us previously through the online channels. And they are asked to complete the form and return it to us. If you haven't got one of those forms, what you can do is you can set out the valuation of your property in paper. You can submit it to us. You can write to us at Limerick, PO Box 100, Limerick, and that will get to us. Or else you can call us on the helpline, and I can give the helpline number at the end.
Do indeed. You can give it to us now, Katie, if you have it there to hand.
So the helpline is 01 7383 626, and what we would ask is that you have your property ID and your PIN at hand when you call us, and we will submit the return on your behalf over the phone, and we will set up your payment method for you. So all of your obligations can be met. However, I would really urge people to have a look at the online system. You can do it on your mobile, and it takes less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, we have people, in fairness, getting in touch with us saying that the online system is very easy and quick to use. So it is working for people. So we've determined the value. And just actually before we move on from that, if somebody is looking at the valuation of their house and they're thinking, well, I'll have a renovation complete now by Christmas of this year, and my house is going to be worth more probably in December of 2025, is that the value that they should put down on their LPT return?
So the important date for the valuation is the 1st of November. So whatever the value of your property is on the 1st of November, it's that valuation that you should put down. And that will determine the charge for each of the years 2026 to 2030. So it often happens that, like what you've set out, that somebody has a valuation of their property and possibly the following year they invest significantly in that property and it becomes more valuable. Or market price inflation has a very significant impact, and people assume that they're required to update the valuation on their property for LPT. They're not, okay? So it's really important. The valuation date for the next valuation period is the 1st of November 2025. And irrespective of what happens in the market or whatever construction or destruction happens with your property, it is that value that will determine the LPT charge for the next 5 years.
So as long as you're accurate on the 1st of November as a homeowner, that, you know, you're honest and you're straight with what the valuation was on that date, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because people do worry, don't they, that they're going to get it wrong and it might come back at them in time.
They do. We have a very high compliance rate for LPT. We have over 97% compliance in terms of payments for 2025. And, you know, we've seen from the level of activity in the last few days and since we started issuing out these letters that the vast majority want to do the right thing. They want to get it right. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct there, Claire. They do.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of deadlines there. Well, the 7th of November is the deadline. The valuation date is the 1st of November. But just to make it very clear, you're not expecting people to have paid this or put their payment plan in place. You have to pay by the 21st of March, isn't that it?
So you have to, the key date is the 7th of November, right? So you have to have your return submitted and you have to select your payment option by the 7th of November. So if, for example, you decide to pay by direct debit, those direct debits won't start to come out until January 2026. You can elect to pay through deduction at source through your salary or pension. Again, those deductions won't start until January 2026. If you elect to pay by annual debit instruction, you can select any date up as far as the 21st of March. If you decide to pay, you can pay in cash at the post office. If you so wish, you know, you can, those payments can be made in, you know, up as far as throughout next year. If it's a, you know, a deduction at so, or if it's a deduction through cash on a phased basis.
You can elect to do that, can you? Pay in cash in instalments.
Yes, you can, absolutely. And you can pay in cash in full. If you're doing that, you need to have that done by the 15th of January. So the payments piece is the payments don't have to be made until next year. But what's really important is you need to set up your payment arrangement by the 7th of November.
OK. And if you are paying in instalments, if you opt for that, is the amount the same as it would be if you paid it in one lump sum?
Yes.
Okay, there is no increase because people will be concerned about that as well, that they might be paying extra, but they're not. It's just you're splitting it. Say if it's 12 payments, you're splitting it in 12.
Yes, but if you pay in cash at the post office, there is a charge of €1 for every payment you make at the post office. So it's just to be aware. But if you pay by direct debit or deduction at source through your salary or your pension, there's no charge.
OK, now we have had some queries in for people who feel that maybe it's difficult to value their particular home. For example, if it's part of a shop, you know, you can understand that there's those unusual examples. What are people like that to do, Katie?
So in the instance of a shop or you have a commercial aspect to your property, you would apportion the property. So you apportion the residential part of the property. If there's an apartment up, you know, on top of the shop or whatever it is, then you value the apartment. You know, the commercial part of the property should not be included in the valuation.
Okay. Now, we also get questions, as you know, from people who would prefer to postpone payment until their passing and then get it sorted with their estate afterwards because they feel they're financially struggling at the moment or for whatever reason they would want to do that. Can they do that?
It's not an option, but you can defer payment of LPT in certain qualifying circumstances. So a deferral first of all, it's not an exemption. You are deferring the payment of LPT, and that becomes payable at a later date. And to qualify for a deferral, it's based on your income. So it's 25,000 for a single person or 40,000 for a couple, and that's the gross income should not exceed those levels. So it's important as well that interest applies at 3% per annum. So it's not that you can opt for a deferral. If you qualify for a deferral, it'll be based on your income and the LPT charge becomes payable at a later stage. And that's usually when the property is transferred, either by way of gift or inheritance or if the property is sold. Mm-hmm. And LPT has applied at that at 3%, or interest has applied at 3% on an ongoing basis.
Is that the same interest rate that applies if someone undervalues their property and that is discovered, as it will be at a later date, by revenue?
No, the interest rate for LPT for non-compliance is 8% per annum.
Okay, so that is the one that applies if the property has been undervalued.
Yeah, if there's, you know, if the property has been undervalued or if there's non-compliance in respect of payments, yes, the interest will be applied at 8% per annum.
OK, thank you very much, Katie. And that, I'm sure, was a great help to people. I'm going to give the phone number again. Now, this is only for people who really cannot use online, because from what we're hearing from our listeners this morning, the online system is very clear. It is very fast and it takes you through it very quickly. But if you are struggling, there is a phone number. It's 01-7383-627. I'll say that again, 01-7383-627. And that was Katie Clare, who's head of the local property tax branch with revenue. Back after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.